Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
In tourism today, back to the roots, or how to get to know the Rhodopis. Bulgaria is just a small country, but what diversity, what beauty. Take the Rhodopis, for example. Even seasoned hikers who have traversed the mountain far and wide say it is full of surprises. This is confirmed by Gavril Gavrilov and Alexander Karajov, staunch travelers and lovers of the outdoors. The two decided to share the experiences from their long travels in this magical part of the country. That was how the Rhodopis, Back to the Roots, appeared on the book market. A book full of magnificent photographs that is on its way to becoming an invaluable guidebook for those who carry an undying adventurous spirit. But to really get to know this mountain, you must step off the asphalt roads and the well-trodden routes and have stacks of curiosity and patience. Because the real treasures of the Rhodopis are to be found in faraway villages where time seems to have stopped in its tracks and where in these difficult of access but breathtakingly beautiful surroundings you can take in the wisdom of the ages from the elderly people living up in the mountain. But to reach them you have to take the winding mountain paths. And before you do that, it is a good idea to get as much information as you can. From the internet, from books, from maps. It is in this that the new book about the Rhodopis may prove truly invaluable. This is a mountain that is close to my heart, and not just because my own roots are there in the Rhodopis, but because it is a magical place with incredible people, says one of the book's authors, Gavril Gavrilov. Extreme adventure amidst pristine nature. The Thracian and the Roman heritage, routes to medieval fortresses, guest houses, but most of all, stories about little-known parts of the mountain itself. All this makes for fascinating reading, not to mention the unique photographs by renowned Bulgarian photographers. The guidebook tells us that the Rhodopis are heaven on earth for gourmands and lovers of fine wine. The book includes the addresses of wineries in the southern Rhodopis, like Ognjanovo Vinogradets, Ustina Brestovica.
Има една тема свързана с виното и хляба, където разказваме за възможностите за винен туризъм и символиката на виното.
The book has pages devoted to wine and bread, to wine tourism, but also the symbolism connected with wine and bread in Christian tradition. That is widespread in the Rhodopis, says Gavril. We also write about the development of the new so-called bread houses up in the mountain. They are in fact cultural centers similar to the traditional citalishta, which are community culture clubs, where people can get together to perform rituals connected with kneading and baking bread and sharing it with others. There is such a bread house in Smolyan. Bread houses will be opened in Cepelare and in other places around the Rhodopis. Another sphere we have included in the book is sheep breeding and its symbols. Once the mountain resounded with the ringing of hundreds of sheep bells. In our day, few people venture into sheep breeding. The symbols we connect the Rhodopis with are the kaba, or the low-pitched bagpipe, the barbecued meat, yogurt, and the sheep bells. They were all a natural part of the life of shepherds and of all people who inhabited the mountain. I wish that nowadays these symbols were more than a mere tourist attraction.
Thank you.
Leafing through the book, we find out where the name of the famous Rodopi ski resort Pamporovo comes from and what the word Pampor means in the Rodopi dialect. The final pages are a Bulgarian Rodopi dictionary with words, expressions and proverbs that are still part of the everyday speech of the older people living there.
Когато туристите отидат и ги слушат, те нищо не разбират. Ние така искаме да провокираме любопитството на туристите да разпитват.
When a tourist tries to have a conversation with the local people, he will find it difficult to understand what they are saying, Gavril goes on to say. What we are trying to do is provoke readers to make contact with the local people and talk to them about their customs and rituals. Because it is so important to retain your curiosity and ability of communicating, of wanting to learn interesting things about the Rodopis, not by surfing the internet, but by being there, in direct communication with the villages, who will always surprise you with what they have to say. Says in conclusion, Gavril Gavrilov.
In Tourism Today, we presented the book The Rodopis Back to the Roots.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.